Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 8th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Windows 10 users are reporting problems with their Pro licenses, with some claiming they're getting notices that their Windows 10 Pro systems aren't activated and that they need to install Windows 10 Home instead. The majority of those affected seem to be users who got the Windows 10 license as a free upgrade from Microsoft back in 2015. The company says there is indeed an ongoing issue with its activation servers and that is triggering the system errors, but the problem should be fixed within a couple of days. In better Windows 10 news, Amazon is releasing its Alexa app for the OS today. The app was previously available to select Windows 10 laptops, but you can now download and install Her on any Windows 10 PC, but only compatible devices will support the wake word functionality. Otherwise, a button within the app or a keyboard shortcut triggers the assistant. Tesla has named Robin Denholm as chair of the company's board, replacing Elon Musk. Denholm has been on Tesla's board since 2014 and will leave her current role as CFO and head of strategy at Australian telecommunications company Telstra to focus on Tesla full-time. Musk was required to step down from his role as chairman of the board at Tesla as part of a settlement with the SEC after he tweeted about taking the company private and drove the stock price up back in August. Facebook announced its Portal Plus and Portal Smart displays are now available to buy on the Portal online store, as well as Amazon and Best Buy. The Portal Plus goes for $349. It has a camera and a 15.6-inch 1080p HD display that can be viewed in either landscape or portrait mode. The Portal goes for $199 and has a 720p 10.1-inch screen that's landscape mode only. Both devices can be used as Alexa speakers along with Facebook's Hey Portal voice service. And if you buy two Portals together, you save $100. Police in the Netherlands claim to have decrypted more than 258,000 messages sent using the app IronChat, an end-to-end encrypted chat service. The two men who ran Black Box Security who operated IronChat have been arrested on charges of money laundering. Police have taken the server used to send messages offline. It's unknown how the police were able to read the messages, but the best guesses involve some kind of weakness in how IronChat app handled encryption. An article published by Dutch public broadcaster NOS detailed several weaknesses in IronChat, such as easy-to-miss notifications of a change in key and failure to check if the server sending messages is the correct one. Axios reported Thursday that Ford is buying electric scooter startup Spin. A source says, quote, the total consideration in the deal was close to $100 million, end quote. Spin operates scooter services in Coral Gables, Florida, Washington, D.C., Charlotte and Durham, North Carolina, Lexington, Kentucky, Denver, Colorado, Detroit, Michigan, and Long Beach, California, as well as on several college campuses. As recently as June, Spin had a contract with electric scooter manufacturer Ninebot to buy 30,000 scooters per month through the end of the year, sources also say. Daimler AG and Bosch have chosen San Jose, California as the pilot city for a joint autonomous ride-hailing service set to launch in the second half of next year. The two companies say they'll start with a fleet of self-driving Mercedes-Benz S-Class sedans, isn't that nice, offered to a selected user community in a corridor between downtown and West San Jose. In the competition space, General Motors' autonomous vehicle arm GM Cruise is also readying its driverless taxi service next year. Likely also in the Bay Area, where the company does most of its testing. Alphabet's Waymo has been piloting its ride-hailing service with its driverless Chrysler Pacifica minivans in suburban Phoenix since last year. And finally, a little bit more Facebook news. The company is expanding its Facebook dating service to Canada and Thailand after launching in Colombia back in September. With the new rollout, users can temporarily pause matches, give a second look at potential matches they already passed on as well. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.